This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Some elected officials are working on a gun buyback program in response to recent violence in Aurora. CPR's Allison Cherry reports.
In a single week, nine teenagers were shot near two Aurora high schools, and some city council members think the number of firearms in the community is a big part of the problem. So, members are organizing gun buyback events in Aurora and Denver on Saturdays, starting in March of next year. The gun buybacks will allow anyone to drop off a firearm anonymously and receive cash for it. Then, an organization will destroy those guns and turn them into garden tools and jewelry. More details about the buyback program, like dates and locations, will be released in coming weeks. I'm Allison Cherry, CPR News.
And there was even more violence in Aurora overnight. Five people were shot near Colfax Avenue and Dayton Street. That's according to Aurora police. The shootings were possibly connected to a large party nearby, the police said. The five men who were shot range from 16 to 20 years old. They're expected to survive their injuries. And the Denver Broncos will require fans at today's game to wear masks while at the indoor areas of the stadium. The requirement is meant to comply with Denver's new indoor masking ordinance. The rule applies to everyone at the game, regardless of vaccination status. The Broncos take on a division rival, the Los Angeles Chargers. And the weather should be nice for the game, highs in the 60s. This is CPR.